This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. The Secretary-General of Caritas Internationalis, Michel Roy, said the incidence of human trafficking is on the rise worldwide and stressed the need to rehumanise our society. He said the scourge of trafficking is increasing for a number of reasons, including growing poverty and increased secularisation and the accompanying decline in morality and ethics that this brings. Roy's comments came at an international conference against human trafficking held in the Nigerian capital, Abuja. The three-day conference was co-organised by the Pontifical Council of Pastoral Care for Migrants and Itinerant People and Caritas Internationalis as one of the members of Christian organisations who are fighting against human trafficking, known as COTNET. Roy spoke to me earlier.
There is a lot of public awareness. Over the last years, the Nigerian government has created an institute and tools to make this reality much more known by everyone. But in Nigeria, as in other countries, something which is very discreet that you don't speak so much of. And so whatever, and this is one of the lessons that I learned here, is whatever efforts we are doing in this field, something is missing. It still happens. But the reality in Nigeria is that many, many, many girls have been brought to Europe to be exploited, especially in prostitution. And to tackle this issue, a lot is being done with the families. There is one state, which is Edo State in Nigeria, from where many of these girls are coming. So a lot of efforts are being done to make families aware of what is going on, to try to stop the flow.
Is the problem getting worse? Because Nigeria has been badly hit by the fall in the price of oil, which means its economy has in a much worse state than it was a few years ago.
Probably in the whole world, it's getting worse. Human trafficking for various reasons. One is the effects of globalization, impoverishment. You're referring to the prices in commodities going down. But in Nigeria, people did not benefit so much from oil. It was reserved to elites. And so, but it's an issue, and SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals, offer an opportunity to really fight extreme poverty and make people be able to live in their own places. So we've been talking about that. It seems a bit far away from fighting against human trafficking, but it's one of the ways to fight poverty locally, and SDGs are a good line to follow. The other reason why it is extending, it's because globally, I would say because of secularization and the lack of morality and ethics which is coming from it, so globalization of indifference, of which Pope Francis speaks often, is that there is no moral barrier there. If you can make money with people, why don't you do it? And this is what is happening and has been increasing. So, and it's making money with people through prostitution, through organ trafficking, through forced labor, so many ways. And to tackle that is a real issue to which I think as churches, as faith communities, we are confronted. We have to engage into rehumanizing society, and that's a big challenge.
I was speaking there to Michel Roy, Secretary General of Caritas Internationalis.